I'm forever grateful for this couple hours, and probably because it's that nerve from Caesar that never leaves me. Because while I was his defender when he was alive, I'll always be his friend and supporter since he's passed. But I'm most grateful that his grandson and his grandson's wife, my daughter-in-law, could be here with us for this too.
Well, thank you also for being there. Thank you for bringing your family.
Cool. But the real thing here is you got to do this. We're gonna have to reverse this here, and you got to do this with Leroy, because no contemporary or near contemporary of Caesar's knew as much, because he was more mature at the time and wise at the time, as Leroy did about Caesar in the earliest days before he became famous. And I am sort of jealous of Leroy about that, because he knew Caesar before he was Caesar, and it really helped to make him the Caesar that we got to meet and know.
Well, then let's turn the tables on Leroy, and the next interview will be with Leroy. Are you up for it, Leroy?
Oh, sure, why not?
Okay, well, then we'll just set that one up, and hopefully in the next one I'll be there in person.
Yeah, hopefully.
And Leroy probably has good
stories.
Hey, Ray, Leroy probably has good stories about Caesar's family and his father. His dad, Livrado, never quite got Leroy's name. He used to call him Gilroy. El Gilroy. He called him Gilroy, yeah.
Good. Okay, well, the next interview will be with Gilroy.
Okay.
Ray, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, guys. Talk to you. Marissa and I, I'll see you guys next week. I'll be back. I'm flying back to the Bay Area tomorrow.